this is.
You got to know.
Yeah?
They about to talk.
I know what it is now, dude. Oh, you're so ghetto.
This is oh, great.
Yo, what's up? This is Jenny. What you doing?
You don't know what it is now, huh?
No.
I just got one question to ask you.
Here we go.
Why are you looking at me like that?
What do you have on right now?
You have to know this song.
T-shirt and my is my white side coming out? Because, bitch, I don't.
You do not know Adina Howard? Oh, my God. Dub, you have to get her.
No. Adina Howard?
This is where she got it from.
Okay. Thank you for the eyes.
No problem.
Now I'm done with
it. I'm totally going to have to put you up on some game with this fucking music shit.
Okay.
anyways, guys, welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. This is your girl, Mandy B.
And I'm Wheezy, WTF. Hi.
And I know we've actually been having quite a bit of guests, so we're going to reel it back in. And
we
you
just
get
wanted to be together. We've had a lot of threesomes. And, you know.
I mean.
This is some vanilla shit right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I believe last week we had a foursome. So.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh.
A couple and shit. We're doing it up here.
Yeah, you guys. I don't know when you'll hear that episode, but it is awesome.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll start because no one has known what the fuck we've been up to. So what? Do you have anything about your week or anything that's happened that's new that you want to share with our listeners?
So I'm going to Toronto for a wedding. Shout out to Kim. She's an amazing doctor in Toronto. Funny story about it is she's like, I don't want to call her super square because she's gorgeous, so I don't know, but like super smart and fun, right? So she texts me and she says she's with a patient. She had her headphones on and was just listening to our podcast.
Oh no.
And I guess
not safe for work.
No. The person said something like, oh, what should I eat to help me with this issue? And she said, golden showers. And she meant golden berries. And she said that they were like, what the fuck?
No. Yeah, no golden showers,
This is definitely not for work. So I'm going to Toronto for her wedding. And then the week after that, my boys are coming for Memorial weekend.
And then holla, and everyone, I'll be in Vegas for Memorial. If you going to be out there.
And then I go to Venice to see Loverboy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a lot going on. I know you're also in the process. You should be moving soon, so.
Oh, my God, bitch. Let me tell you how motherfucking New York moving is hilarious. So I'm moving to a shoebox, right? And so
basically,
I call the movers, and I'm like, hey, I'm just trying to get a quote, and I tell them my items. They're like, oh.
I had one room, and they charged me $500 to move my things into storage. $500. So please let me know. What they quoted you for
so
one room.
Very good
one
price. Room. They told me $400. Now,
okay.
The summertime is a little more expensive because I move on June 1st, March, May 31st, whatever. So I'm like, oh, by the way, I am on the fourth floor. He's like, oh, it'll be $650.
Oh,
like,
easy. Bitch, I lived in a basement apartment and I had, there's some steps y'all have to go. Oh, $500.
Bitch, I'm pissed. I'm like, what do they look like?
And then was asking for a tip.
Because
I know they're not.
You didn't give them a tip?
I mean, I did, but that's what I was saying. Like, does $500 don't include that? No, bro.
You
I had to give them a
fucking
tip.
You should know about some tip.
I had to give them a tip.
I let them put the tip in. They lower the price.
Here you go with that shit.
I'm just saying. Dude, I will fuck for a deal, honestly. By the way, speaking of a deal, I just want to say, so I go into Starbucks, and I'm feeling kind of pretty today. You even asked me if I got my hair done.
Yeah, because your hair don't look a hot mess.
Okay.
You normally go for the ethnic
I
messy
do.
Look.
They like it. So I get to Starbucks. It's 4:15 and I'm about to leave work and I get a frap and the guy's smiling at me and he rings it up and I saw it say -$2.50. So I smiled back at him. I'm like, oh, thank you. He's like, yeah, no worries.
No, bitch, it's happy hour. It was happy hour, wasn't it? Look.
Yeah, it was.
Bitch, you thought you was getting a little discount because you was cute, bitch.
Because I tipped him and everything. I want to take my dollar back. I was pissed. Like, you know, he was fucking.
Bitch, it's happy
he's
hour.
He's like, how's your
Starbucks.
Day going? I'm like, my day's going great, Carl. How's your day going? Shit.
You thought he was hollering
bitch,
at you with
I really
the discount.
Did. And then I think somebody laughed at me behind me because I was walking
bitch.
Like.
Yeah, you wasn't shit. It's everybody getting that $250.
I don't know what it is about, like, you know, maybe because I'm only fucking one person now. So little nuances to my day really matter. Like, I got catcalled the other day. And normally where I was like, ugh, you know, normal, I don't like that.
Right.
These construction workers like, damn, where you going, Ma? And I'm like, it's a way, you know, like I'm answering back.
God.
It makes me feel good. Like, it's disgusting. But I also know somebody out there wants to fuck me and It's good.
Well, that's good. I have way too many guys that I feel like only want to do that. And even on my Instagram, everyone just wants to take me out. I'm like, listen, I'm not into meeting people all through Snap, through Instagram. Like, we talked about it.
But are you not? Because you...
Well, I go on, and that's why I said I use the dating apps, like Tinder, because I would much rather meet someone and be like, yeah, I work in finance, than, yeah, I have a podcast about sex. And then that's pretty much what it... How
See,
it's
why
introduced.
I don't tell anybody that.
What? I mean, oh, but yeah, like someone went to my Instagram today. We shared Instagrams. And hold on, I have to read you exactly what he said. And
oh, no.
I thought it was rather hilarious.
Oh, my
Actually,
God.
I think it's what I sent you. So we're talking and he goes to my Instagram. Mind you, we did meet on Tinder, but I asked him for an Instagram. He asked me, so we exchanged. Anyways, he was like, oh, so you guys are sponsored by bananas or something like that.
Like Chiquita, nigga, what?
Bitch, Chiquita. So I'm just like, okay, I don't think this is really going to be beneficial for
you cannot
new dating,
give
dudes, bro.
Dude, I'm telling you, the Instagram, just don't do it.
No, I already know.
Like,
I already know.
So one of the questions somebody sent is relative to that.
Okay, well, I'm excited. If you guys don't know, today's episode, we are actually finally going to bring you guys onto the show. So we're actually going to go ahead and answer some of the questions that we've been getting from you guys. And I think this will be pretty interesting. So to speak.
Cat farted on your tongue?
I hate you. She will not get over the fact that.
Dude, I sent my mom that video and my mom was in tears. My mom goes, you know, anytime I'm having a bad day, I just play that clip of Mandy.
And you know what's hilarious? I was on the phone with my mom and she's like, not that you're, you know, I'm just really glad that my daughter is free spirited. I heard that.
Free spirit means a whole.
Pretty much. And I was like, she was like, I heard that episode about, you know, the fart and you just keep going at it. And I really was proud. And I was just like, Mom, can we?
Dude,
not.
Talking about the apple don't fucking fall far from the tree.
I was like, Mom.
Wait till we have my mom. I had to brief my mom. I'm like, Mom, you're going to talk about Studio 54. For those of you, I don't know how young you guys are, but Studio 54 was like a super huge club movement, party movement back in the day. Andy Warhol, all these motherfuckers. And I had to tell her, like, dude, if you did some crazy shit, drugs, threesomes, I need you to just tone it down. She's like, I mean, it's called horrible descent. No,
it really is. Mom, don't calm your mama down. Don't calm her down.
Don't abuse my mama for some views.
Well, my
bitch.
Mom is going to be completely upset that your mom came on and she didn't because she was ready to tell the
and
story.
And your mom is the one to find
out. No, my mom was ready to tell the story about how a guy had a heart attack while they were fucking.
Oh, my mom fucked a guy with no legs. This is going to be good.
So my mom was ready to come on and be
wait,
like
a real?
No, like a real
God.
Heart attack.
Isn't
like
your mom a nurse?
He went to the hospital, bro, and she was like, didn't know how to say that's what they were in the middle of doing when he caught a heart attack.
I would be like, that pussy was so good. Call it note 7 pussy. Bom, bom, bom. And you know what?
Not in the hospital,
he died.
Bro.
Listen, I'd be at that funeral with like, my legs bro, crossed and a smize. They'd be like, were you the one? Yes, I was. Killed him.
This pussy bomb. Kill a hoe.
Shit, I started crying.
I hate you.
You know, let me tell you, I've had to pull my inhaler out during sex before. I was getting fucked from behind.
I'm dead. Her and
okay,
this fucking
because,
inhaler, bro. Because
it's like deep breathing. You're not going to, you know, in your when it's slow. But like, I was getting fucked with her. And I was like, wait. I can't breathe. Yo, he let it, he rolled with it too. He's like, where is that? Put the dick right back in.
I hate you so much. Anyways, how we like to normally start off the show is with a kink of the week. And so this week, I'm actually bringing the kink. And it's because I think it's kind of cool and interesting. Horror. It's pretty disgusting. So the kink of the week. It's pretty. I mean, and when I say what I like to do and how I ask,
I'm actually really excited for this kink because I want to ask for it, but I don't know how to.
Okay, well, I'll tell you how it goes because, you know, I have the steps of introducing this shit to people. So the kink of the week for this week is snowballing. I guess you know what snowballing is, so I'm not going to have you guess.
Because I'm a nasty bitch.
I know you are. So, snowballing, for you guys who are not aware, is the human sexual practice in which one person takes someone else's...
I love how they said human sexual practice. Like, you know, dogs don't do
this,
but...
Animals probably don't do this. This is pretty sick. So, it's a human sexual practice in which one person takes someone else's semen into his or her mouth and then passes it to the mouth of the other, usually through kissing.
Not that big of a deal.
Dude, so I'm going to tell you, and I've asked this to be done because when I get into like talking real like nasty with niggas, I want to see how far they'll go all the time. So this is probably beyond once I see that I can get a finger in your ass, 9 times out of 10, this is the question coming next.
See,
See, I've
done like cum swapping with girls.
No, so bro, this is, oh, but I'm to the point where fuck all the extra shit. What I want is, so I literally ask, so can you come on my ass and lick it off and then kiss me right after? That's the type
that's
of shit.
That's pretty fucking nasty.
It's pretty fucking nasty. Like, the sound guy is looking like, what the entire
dude,
fuck?
Our poor engineer. I feel like he comes home and his wife's like, how was your, no, it's fine, it's fine. It's fine.
And so so I've actually done that before. But you know, I'm also the one. I'm not going to tell you, girl.
Bitch, because I know.
It was recent.
Oh.
We'll say that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm also the same one who, if you guys don't know, I have a video in my phone where I requested a guy to jack off and come into his own mouth. And he did it, and it's so hot. It's my favorite video. I wonder if I could at least hear you guys. Let me see if I could get you guys to listen to Lisa's moans. Because he's, what? He moans. His moans are like the sexiest ever. Okay.
Oh,
I found the video. You don't want to see this, right?
No, thank you.
Hold on, his mouth is open. He's coming in his mouth. Oh, you just heard him whip. Fuck, he doesn't moan as loud, but yeah, he totally shot it.
Dude,
all into
all
his own mouth.
All of my jerk-off videos are from you. Like, you send me your good dick.
I know. Guys, just so you know, if you send me something pretty fucking awesome, most of my friends see the video.
Listen, shout out to Vinny, my best friend. He's managing like a cruise right now, and he's like, bitch, I'm so lonely, my balls are so full, and when you send me dick bits, like, I send them to him and he's like, thank you.
Yes, because I have pretty awesome, I also, like, a lot of times we'll
have
a guy
any.
Like, or if I have a guy on, like, FaceTiming with me just to, again, see if we can do the snowballing feature, I'll have him like jack off, and normally when a guy jacks off, like, the cum will all be on his hand. So I'll be like,
no,
oh,
you
my
don't.
I'll be like, oh my god, you're gonna waste all of that. If I was there, oh my god, can you tell me how it tastes and let me see you lick it? And they'll like lick their fucking hand.
Really?
Like, I swear to god, I have quite a few guys that have done that.
I've never told anybody to do it, but I've had men do it for.
Well,
I've
totally
like
gonna
it.
Ask you, can you taste it? I want to know what you
I
taste
don't have
like.
Any nasty. The only one I have is me and yeah, no, when we were like fucking and I was faking her ass.
Oh yeah, that's pretty hot. That's a pretty hot video.
It
actually.
Is a hot video.
She's now looking as she's licking titties.
This is like a girl porno.
You're fucking terrible.
God, I feel like I pushed my honus.
Yeah, you're terrible. Anyways, guys, that is the kink of the week. You know, we like to kind of make this a little bit informative, so
oh
if you
God,
guys are up
video.
To the shit.
It just popped up. Look,
what kind of dick video? But does he come and lick it? Bro, that's just a regular jack off video. We have tons of
those.
Bitch,
I'm proud of myself.
That's not even anything special.
I don't really get dick. I get dick snaps, and then the ones I get now are so.
Oh, bitch!
I got a nasty one.
Oh, if a guy doesn't moan, it's not a good enough one.
God, when did
he's like really heaving? Like
June 6, 2016. Even... Look at it; it's a year to date. Wow.
Oh my!
I don't know his name.
Well, before we get into the questions, we actually have an email that I do want to read before we get into the super questions. And both of us read this, and this is from Robert, who is actually an avid listener and critiquer to us. He seems to send us an email after every episode.
At 23:15, you sucked. Just wanted you to know.
He's pretty into like capping us off on what he liked and what he didn't,
which is great. I hope you all do that.
I really hope you do. Again, before I read this, I'll let you guys know you guys can email us at horribledecisions@gmail.com. That's whore, whore, because I swear people just don't know how to spell whore. So it's horribledecisions@gmail.com.
You're like, what is it, ho?
I know it. So this is what he wrote. He said, what's good? I have to admit that I'm turned all the way on by Mandy's confession about Mr. Athlete busting his essence so deep without warning. Like, he's a brace savage soul and I could only dream of doing something like that.
Okay, buddy.
I know he was wrong and you felt some type of way where you turned on it all by his actions afterwards. Also, does that level of savagery fuck up the sexual arrangement? So before I finish into this episode, I guess I'll talk about this. I was completely turned the fuck off. Like, I was not appreciated. I felt violated. Okay, I ended up fucking him again after, but the dick was good. The dick was good. But I absolutely did feel violated. It didn't turn me on in any way. And I do not appreciate that type of savagery from just any guy.
No,
absolutely
I think that's
not.
Really disrespectful.
Look, it's super disrespectful.
I think the couple that we had on, I don't know if you guys will hear them before or after this episode, a bi couple we interviewed, he said that he felt like that was rape.
Oh, absolutely. And like we talked about in that episode, it actually is a form of rape, and someone got arrested in Germany for doing such thing. So this is actually, he asked us a question. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and read this real quick. He said, I personally have a story that's a bit odd, and I'm trying to understand. I'm 30, and I have a female interest that's like 24. She has a man, but loves sending me pics and videos. I assume that's fucking nudes. Complains that her man doesn't fuck her right, yada, yada. I began to pursue, and she kept saying no. And one day I told her to play with her pussy and let me taste it. She instantly obeyed. I think she came while I licked her fingers clean. But she still won't give me any pussy. I'm lost. I'm currently dodging her and all of her attempts for my attention. I still want to get in them guts, though. So any advice on what I should do? Also, I think you guys should talk more about toys. Hell, maybe even promote some items if the shmoney, right? I liked Weezy's story about the Wee Vibe. We stay busting nuts. Keep up the work, and I'm waiting for episode 8 with my dick out.
Thanks.
Well, thanks. I'm glad your dick is out while you listen to us.
You should send it to us and come on your face and lick it off, and then we'll play the sound. Oh, well, we won't tell anyone it's you. Bob.
So the advice that I will give on that is she's childish. She's 24. She's clearly, if she's going to let you lick the taste of her pussy off her fingers, maybe you just need to whip the dick out at this point, because I'm sure if it's big enough, she's kind of into you. I don't see, I wouldn't allow a guy that I'm not semi-interested
in
to doing that.
Yeah. I wouldn't let a man do that at all if I wasn't in a relationship.
Absolutely.
So I feel like she's tipping on the edge, but maybe you're not making enough of the move. So I would suggest
that's absolutely
being a little more assertive. I think women like this kind of like a man to take control. So I would suggest something like, yo, I'm taking
what's
you
up?
Out.
You know.
And you coming home with me.
Since your boyfriend not doing the job, I got
to do it. Shit,
you
know. I think assertion is like the most sexy thing that a man can do. I think there's nothing hotter when like a dude knows I want to fuck him, but I'm trying to hold out. And he's like, okay, well, I'm just letting you know you coming over, so you cannot do it or whatever, but I'm going to eat your pussy, though. Okay.
So do you want, okay, so I guess we're going to get into kind of like a back and forth. We'll just have these questions go off. We won't take up too much of this episode doing this, but we do want to get you guys a little bit in our heads and know a little bit about us. And you guys have sent us questions. So.
I have all of my questions from Snapchat.
Me too. I screenshotted them. I was like, don't
here's
mind.
Here's one. Why are you two friends again? I guess good this question. I believe is a girl from Orlando. And I think that she knows us well.
That's fine. And I believe it is. So
Mandy missed me.
Absolutely. She missed me just as much.
Bitch,
listen,
shit. That's
listen.
It.
Do you realize how many times she calls me and is like, bro, I actually missed you, bro. And I'm like, bitch, I'm not sucking your pussy. Call one of your other friends. She literally calls me every night. Like, we're like back to like how we were at 16 years old. And I think it's just,
I think that Mandy and I, when we were younger, the reason that we couldn't be friends for a while, we had so many little things that would piss us off about each other, and then
absolutely.
They exploded, because there were a lot of times people
it was an
would be
explosion.
Like, yeah. So now that we're adults, I think that
we look back, and I can be adult about her being friends with bitches I still don't like.
Oh.
We can go past certain shit.
Boy, here we go.
Because as adults, like she's okay to be friends
a lot
with who
of,
she
a lot
wants
of misunderstanding.
To be friends. Yeah,
too.
for sure.
And I think now we communicate better. Like Mandy and me argue a lot since we've started this show.
Bitch, we be arguing, bitch. Like fuck the show. Fuck all that shit.
Bitch,
we done.
Delete all that shit. Bro, I'm not gonna lie to you. There's days where I'll call Dev and I'll be like, oh, she is driving me crazy. She'd be like, just talk to her.
Oh, and I talk to my roommate every goddamn day, like, this bitch. She didn't take her meds today, and I feel it. Like, I am so over.
I don't take meds, guys, by the way. Like, because you really got people thinking this shit. Someone asked me, what are you on? I was like, I don't.
Bitch, y'all, actually, it's not a medication,
so,
but.
Here's another one. Let's see. It was, okay. Wheezy I know that you date white guys. How do you have the weave conversation, Mandy, even with black men, if there are times where your weave might be a little too loose or you're scared it's going to come off? What do you do and how do you say it?
Okay, so...
But I have a story.
Oh, because I have a story about this shit, too.
That one of our readers wrote in. Let me read you this shit. It's awesome. A listener, excuse me. One night out, I bumped into an ex-lover. It had been years, but he was still a gorgeous-looking man. Later in the week, he asked me to come over, and I accepted. I shaved, waxed, picked out a bodycon dress, and my favorite Brazilian three-bundle body wave wig.
Oh, no.
I was ready. I got to his house. He had no food or alcohol or even juice, but he was armed with a large, hard Jamaican penis. I love this girl. We were in the midst of a passionate session, passionate I missed you sex, when he turned me around for back shots. His hand slid up my back, wrapped around my hair. One stroke, okay, nigga. Two strokes, all right, let's not get carried away. Three strokes, this motherfucker's hand flew up like he was Rafiki, and my beautiful wig was Simba.
No, wait, I'm getting the envisioning right now.
I paused, glanced over my shoulder, and our eyes met. I witnessed him go through five stages of grief. Finally, acceptance happened, and he threw my wig on his ironing board and went back into his pussy. Ultimately, he got his nut, and my bald head got my wig, and we went to sleep, and I went into witness protection. The moral of the story is get you a Jamaican, because everybody from their mama to their favorite male comedian wears wigs, and they don't give a damn.
I know, that's right.
Right?
Well, I'll say this, and it's crazy, because I fuck black guys. And so there was a time, this was, oh my God, a couple months ago, I was fucking 24/7. And I had my half wig on. Mind you, we've been fucking for like 3 years, so he done seen my hair in every which type of way. He know I wear weave. Normally it's sewed in, so he could pull whatever he want.
Right.
So I had this half wig on, and as bomb as sex is with him, I was literally praying to the wig gods the entire time we were fucking, because I was like, dear God, these bobby pins, bitch, ain't holding on that tight. And I was like, literally, as we were fucking, he's from the back, bitch, I was pulling down.
Like pigtails?
I was pulling down on my hair like pigtails, hoping like hell he wasn't finna pull that shit off. And I'm totally like, so my head is fucking in the pillow, and he don't even know, bitch. My hands are just holding my wig, because he kind of got the back of it. And so I'm just holding my wig like, come, are you ready to come? I was just like, please,
hurry up.
I was like, wig, do not come the fuck off. I have come faith on, in wig. You. Come on, wig. Thank God it didn't come up. But it made me enjoy the sex only half as much, because my mind was so focused on keeping my wig on my head.
Dude, I'm telling you, I wore a wig for a few months because I was trying to let my hair breathe from sew-ins. And that was the least bit. Remember them 3 months I wasn't getting dick? That was it, bitch. And all my homegirls like, you just got to sew it down. I'm like, I can't. Dude, it was terrible. So with white boys, I do have the weave conversation. But I'll be honest with you. Most white boys I've fucked have generally fucked brown girls before, and they kind of are used to it. And a lot of white girls wear motherfucking clip-ins.
No, they do wear clip-ins. So it's not just a black girl thing at all.
I tell you, the dude, the last dude I asked about this told me that he fucked this gorgeous model one night. And
they don't be knowing them white girls.
He said, down to her ass, blonde hair. He said, I kind of ran his fingers through it, whatever. She pushed away. He says, they got to his apartment, and she was like, oh, you know, you like me the way I am, right? You like me the way I am. And he was like, of course, you're beautiful, blah, blah, blah. He just
that hair
pussy.
Came all
he
off.
He said, she went to go take a shower, came back, hair was short. No big deal. He said, she was still hot, still beautiful.
Right.
Hair. She left in the morning. He said, he went to his bathroom, and there was a towel, and he lifted it up to go, like, you know, put it on the rack or something, and all this hair fell out. It was folded in the towel.
No!
Clips.
He
texted her.
Like, you left something.
And she was like, oh my God, don't throw it out.
I know, that's right. That shit is expensive, bitch.
Me too. Yeah, so I have conversations with white boys all the time, and I let them touch my braid. Like, if they don't know what a sew-in is, generally they do. But one or two, I think, in the past, I've been like, look, feel it. You can pull it. This is what it looks like. This is what it is. And I have those conversations because I don't want them to feel uncomfortable.
No, and a lot of the times, like, they know. Enough of us now wear weave to where they not. Girl, they be seeing my little caterpillars on the goddamn nightstand because my eyelashes be coming off at the end of the night, too.
The Latino dude I was dating for like a year and a half, he was so great. He'd be like, baby, do you want to go in the shower or no? Do you don't want to go? Okay, I bring you the Publix bag. Do you put it on? Okay.
You put it on.
He know
your hair not getting wet.
That to me is such fucking love. I got really fucked up one night, and he had to help me in the shower. Baby, no, don't get the hair.
I hate you so much.
He knew.
Speaking of, I guess we can go into one of the questions I got because this kind of goes into that. So this was a question to you, and then I have one more question.
Okay.
So one of our listeners wants to know why Weezy doesn't date black men. Okay. So Weezy, why don't you date black men?
So,
Because I ain't gonna lie to y'all, she had every bit of Jamaican drug dealer growing up, bitch.
Okay,
like, she
buddy.
Was here Let's for the black man growing up.
I'm still okay. here for the black man. Don't get me wrong. Okay. And especially, like...
Did you just roll your ass at me? Even engineer just like, bitch, please.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So, it's funny because I, as pro-black as I am now in my life and how much I know about black people and my culture and where I come from and who I am. Like, I tell white boys all the time, like, I would have been a slave. You know that, right? Okay. So, I don't know. I think I just had a black man that broke my heart and, like, it kind of fucked it up for the rest of y'all.
Okay.
But also, I will say this. White guys are a lot more open to, like, exploring shit.
They are. And, as I'm seeing
and
now.
Especially as I've grown to, you know, explore my sexuality, like, one of the questions I have come in is about an open relationship. Like, black men are like, bitch, who? No. Hell the fuck no. And I think white guys are more open to the idea of non-monogamy than black men are. And it's because
For
we're
sure.
conditioned to be such, you know, black men are just so masculine and so fucking macho and like, ain't nobody taking my queen. Where a white boy, they're going to be like, you can cheer with Billy.
I hate you so much.
Okay, what's your question?
And then the other question I have is... does size matter?
Yes.
And does stroke matter? Or do both matter?
Hold on, dude. I'm having a guy come on with a huge fucking dick.
And had no stroke game?
No, we had terrible sex. He had stroke game. We just had bad sex. Like, I don't know. We just
it's so crazy. So I have, and I know, I guess he's not in the friend category, but I have this guy who I've fucked, often.
Yeah.
Over the past couple years. And we're like, cool. So I'm real honest with him. And his dick is so big and ginormous
that you can't enjoy it.
Oh, I super enjoy it. I enjoy pain though. I like monster fucking dicks.
Oh,
I love
out.
Fucking BBCs. But
oh my god, take
I know
it
you
back.
Hate BBC. I know. Anyway,
I don't hate BBC. Well, I hate the term
listen,
BBC.
His dick,
do you like the term BBW? Okay,
I told you.
Well, then
it doesn't bother
objectifying
me.
Black
listen,
men.
I'm totally so. Me and her, real quick, since you want to interrupt my goddamn story, I will tell you guys. We actually just had this conversation about BBW. Because I'm not a small girl, I'm thick, and I guess Drake made the term cool, so now BBW is fucking everywhere. And when I told the story of the white guy looking, you know, telling me about his fetish with BBW porn, Weezy was like, bitch, do you consider yourself BBW? Like, and we both agreed, like, BBW to us is, like, really big. Like,
but maybe compared
bigger
to a white
than
girl.
Me. I mean, and compared to a white girl, I am big. Shit, I'm thick. Like, you know, I'm not lightweight, bitch, and no type of form am I lightweight. Like, bitch, I have triple D tits, like,
oh, okay.
And over 50 inch tips and all that shit. Yeah, shut up. So I was telling her, however, but aside from all the body shaming and slut shaming and everything else that has come my way, when it comes to size, I don't even really like to just, you know, categorize myself.
Yeah,
I'm not
you?
Offended by someone saying BBW. I think I'm thick. Someone may call me fat. I really don't give
a fuck.
I mean,
one of the B's is for beautiful, so.
I mean, you know, and big. Like, bitch, everything on me big. Like, so I can't even sit here and be mad about if that's how someone wants to classify
right, right,
me.
Right.
Like, and I don't shame anyone because, bitch, at the end of the day, bitch, I pull all the same niggas. These little, you know,
oh, do you,
Instagram
buddy?
Models, bitch, be pulling.
Okay.
So just know it's about confidence, ladies.
Let's
it's about motherfucking confidence.
Okay.
Anyways, shut up. So I was saying there was this guy that I was that I've had sex with often, and his dick is so big, but he doesn't last long. And the stroke is good. The dick is big, but he doesn't last long. And I tell him, like, we friends, so I'll be like, what a waste of such a beautiful
no,
dick.
You didn't.
Oh, I tell him that. I absolutely told him after
Maybe
we got done
talking.
Maybe
he just needs to go a second round.
Oh, bitch, he be like, out of it, bitch. He's one of those, like, one and done.
Get your
inhaler. Like, and I be like, nigga, your dick is so beautiful, and it is just such a waste. But because we cool, he just laugh at
Dude,
it.
Dude, I had a friend tell me a great story. I went to see her in L.A., and she was talking about how she fucked an ex. And she said, he was fucking me. And girl, I was sitting there, and I was like, nope, get up, this is bad. And he's like, what the fuck, what's your problem? She's like, you have no stroke game. You fuck like you're in middle school.
Wait.
But that shit
no.
is real.
Oh, absolutely. And ladies and shit, even men, I want to go ahead and share this with everyone. And I think it's very important. It is 2017. Don't call a nigga daddy. don't say, yes, daddy, you're making me come if he is not. I need all of us to be honest, and I need you to tell a guy if his stroke game is not on point, either teach his ass or let him know he not getting the job done.
Because
these motherfuckers thinking they just gonna break backs, and nigga, you not even...
You can't say daddy. I don't give a fuck what he does. I didn't start pulling out the daddy word until, like, you clearly own this pussy.
Oh, 24/7 gets daddy, and he ain't... Listen.
I know.
Daddy.
Here's a black dude I fucked today. All right, I'm sorry.
Definitely wants us both.
Okay.
He's like, who your host is?
Hostess?
Who's your host?
So here's another question. It's a little deeper into this.
Y'all fucked before?
Bitch.
By the way, guys, we have not fucked. That's also been a question. Me and Weezy have not had sex, but go ahead.
So this girl is Adriana. She says that we could say her name.
Okay.
On Snap, she says, hey, I really love your show, and I'm here for the... anti-slut shaming. I'm sorry. I'm just like, hey, we're hoes. Okay. So she says, I'm going to read the whole one. With you, are you genuinely interested in an open relationship? Or are you settling, you think? I've heard you say that you are a realist. Is this to please him or yourself? Mandy, how do you feel about just having bodies? Do you ever feel numb or used after sex?
Okay. Do you want to answer your part first or do you want me to answer mine? Because mine is simple to me. Like,
Okay.
And I'll say this to say, I think it's crazy. A lot of times when you do have someone that you're just having sex with, it's often possible for a woman to be feeling used. However, with me being so sexual and me pretty much needing sex, because all of my friends know I get cranky as fuck if I go a couple weeks without getting dick. They're like, bitch, I can't hang with you. Go get some dick because you're
right,
fucking getting
too.
On my fucking nerves.
I think it has to be a mutual feeling, like a mutual.
It does. And so when you're
cranky, lot of women fuck to keep somebody
or
around.
They, not only that, or they fuck because they think, yeah.
I was younger. Like, I wanted a guy so bad that I would just let him come over at 2 a.m. just to fuck me because I just wanted him around.
Right. And so when you're in the position where you feel like you are in control and it's like, he's hitting you up to come over, and if you really don't want to see him, he's not coming over. Like, there's definitely a point in where you feel like you're in control.
Right.
So for me, with my bodies, that's to crave my needs and my wants. If I want to get fucked like all hell, like, I'm finna call you over and tell you come fuck me. And after that, if I don't really want you around, you gotta go. What you doing?
I'm more of an emotional lover. So, like, even if it's just sex for me, I do tend to need more of a connection. But to answer her question, the open relationship thing to me, honestly, I met a couple last year that it goes great for, and they're so fucking in love, and I really believe
I'd be open for it.
And I also don't believe that fucking somebody comes with... emotions. Now, Dub, shout out to Dub. She has a podcast coming soon. She's going to be great on hers.
So awesome.
Dub is in a few polyamorous relationships, and she explores it. And she told me when I was discussing Loverboy and my jealousy, or if I had any, she said, I think that you don't realize that sex, it can be, but it's not. Sex is rarely just like, come over, stick your dick in, and leave.
Which is why I told
you. There has to be some type of emotion. Now, I understand that, right? So, like, I'm sleeping with some girls right now. He's sleeping with some girls right now. I can't tell you that I don't like these girls and I don't have an interest in them. Are they the person I'm primarily thinking about? No. So, with the open relationship idea, no, I'm definitely not settling. This is something I brought up that
I want.
I mean, I even asked for threesomes. And he said, like, I don't know, like, yeah, we will. Like, he said something like, yeah, I think I could share you with a girl. Like, I'm generally the one who's insinuating this because I like it. Like I said, I am a realist. I really do not believe that monogamy is that.
I don't believe in it either.
I don't believe in it at my age, right? I'm 26.
I'm 26.
I date men in their 30s, and we're both
out.
We're doing shit.
21.
Dude, while I'm sexy and while he's sexy, like, whatever.
Right.
You know, I want someone for the primary emotions and the good morning text and that I care about you, I love you.
That's what I'm.
And
that's
I feel
what
connected
I
to you.
Want.
Vacations,
absolutely.
But I love having flings. I love meeting someone and, like, going on those few dates, and it's great, and whatever happens, happens. Like, but never, if there's someone really in my life, are they going to really take that over? And if they do, then I wasn't meant to be with that person anyway.
Right, for sure.
But I don't believe that sex is something that's that damaging to a relationship if you have it elsewhere.
Me neither.
Like,
I totally agree with you.
A lot of women feel like they would hate to know that they're, you know, the guy they're with goes on a date, but they're okay if they fuck some girl
in
Vegas.
Well, I told you how much sex is. Right, but I told you on the opposite side, when you let Loverboy go on this date with this girl, I said, bitch, what is wrong with you? And we had this conversation. I was like, if I'm sitting here and I'm allowing my guy to have an open relationship agreement, I have no problem with you fucking a bitch and kicking her out. You, of course, are looking at the respect factor. I don't want a guy to sit over drinks and be able to get to know a bitch.
Yes, if but I'm going to be honest with you. Either they're lying to you. I mean, Mandy, what is the realistic...
Bro, do you know how many girls that I... First of all, okay, you know the guys that
this,
I deal with.
Just being a... Let's just think.
They're not being taken out on dates,
I'm
bitch.
I'm sorry, bro. Like, I find it very hard to... Like, okay, yes, sure. There's a girl that can come over and fuck you, but... Drinks don't matter that much, bro.
No, it doesn't.
I've been on a million Tinder dates. They don't.
Which is,
so
which
if you
is
go
fine.
For drinks and then fuck somebody,
bro,
it's not
but
that
if you
serious.
Go for drinks, you're also getting a personal connection with someone because you're getting
but that's
to
the
know
thing,
them.
Though, like, you can either you fuck them already or get, like, I don't know. Like, I just
disagree with that. I don't want my nigga taking no bitch on dates.
Don't get me wrong. That is where the jealousy comes from. It's not
right. You were jealous.
I asked him. I'm like, did you cuddle with that bitch? But
my point.
I also have to be honest with myself. I like going on dates with these girls. I like taking them places. I like.
Bitch, he's in another country. You don't let the nigga go on a date with a bitch without you.
Hold on. No, because I want to do this. I like the nuance of a date. That shit is hot. It's not that fun for you just to come over and fuck me. I'm sorry. Like,
I'm totally
I have
down
a little
that.
More of desire.
We going and finding bitches in the strip club. They coming
See,
home.
I don't think
and
you're
then they,
being realistic.
We sending them on their motherfucking
Dude, a date does not fucking mean that you give a fuck about that bitch. A date is a date. You go out, you have drinks, you fuck.
I'll tell you now, as a girl who's friends with a lot of men, they get mad. They'll hit me like when I introduce them to my friends. You know this bitch want me to take her out to eat? I'm not taking her out to eat. She could come over and get some room service. I'm not taking her out to eat. When you take, you don't understand the simple factors of a FaceTime, taking a bitch on date, the dinner, movies, feeding bitch. When you're taking them out in public and you're showing this affection, girls will transcend that into
I don't know.
This
I think
nigga
drinks
likes
is a lot
me.
More, like dinner, yes, but I think drinks is really a lot more casual.
You
than
got me fucked up if you think I'm just finna drink and not eat.
I mean, like, bitch, if you're having wings at the bar before you get fucked.
Here we go. Now she's justifying what food is dinner and what food isn't. Anyways, guys, I'm going to go on to the next question real quick. Do you want to go ahead? This will probably be our last question before we get into the horrible decision of this week. So this is a question that I got, and he needed advice for it. And so we do have a lot of male followers.
Okay.
So I think this is a really good one. How do you tell your wife in a nice way that she can't suck dick and it's a major problem?
Oh my god.
So this is also to where I was like, well, is this leading you to cheat or thinking about
cheating?
I'm
like, cheating? Do you need to get on the mic?
And he's just like, would you get on the mic for this? We would absolutely
you
love you to
it
because
down,
you're a guy.
It.
No, I'm gonna tell you again. Here.
Yo,
no,
he is
not
getting
it down.
A fucking pen
okay,
and
so
paper right
our
now. Are you taking notes
married?
Or do you have
no,
something to say?
You're gonna sit here and help us with this question because we're women. We don't know how to tell a nigga.
I know I can suck a dick. So.
You know, and I suck dick very well.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. Like A1, I get ranked in the top three of all time for pretty much every man I've
okay,
sucked
so
their
wait,
dick.
Have you ever gone through this? Is that why you had to, you just,
Look,
your
listen,
eyes lit
so
up.
Our engineer is married. And so this is, I Yo, think, an awesome way
He's setting
way
up
for
his mic right now.
Look,
but
okay. So I'm going to ask the question one more time for the listeners. Okay, well, this is the question from our follower, and I'd love for you to answer it for him. How do you tell your wife in a nice way that she cannot suck dick, and this is a major problem? Wait, but this is a problem for him because we ended up continuing to talk. This is one of my Instagram followers. I won't say his name, but he said that it's to the point where he's cheating or going out. He's like to the point where he's willing
just
to just
for
pay.
Some
sucking. No, and he literally, the last thing he said was, it's to the point where he's willing to pay a bitch just to suck his dick and leave. So it's to the point where apparently she does this really bad. This is something that he clearly enjoys. However, how does he tell his wife that she's not doing it good?
I'm going to go even further because I have a friend I was having a discussion with yesterday that I couldn't even give him the right answer. How do you go about telling your wife that you want it more?
Huh. Okay.
Because that friend, yep. friend told me he was basically like, oh, well, some of the excuses she gave was she finds it demeaning.
Wow.
I've heard that. I've definitely heard that. The sucking dick. I've heard that.
And the fact that how do you ask the right way? Like, how do you ask the proper way?
To me, and this is the problem, if you're married, I mean,
but how do you get that far?
But if you're married, right, how the fuck do you get to where y'all are married and this is still an issue?
Have you ever had something you wanted sexually? I mean, you've said almost 10 years. So what do you do?
If you want something, you say it, right? So I guess the advice that we would give to this follower is maybe bring it up in conversation. Well, how do you, you're still
like,
telling
do you
her
suggest
she sucks.
In bed before?
I told him, I said, well, and he's thinking about going outside of.
Oh which is God. What he's doing.
And
yeah.
I ask you guys a question because you guys are really good at this. Is he warranted in doing that?
But you know, I'm not going to lie. And I'll say this because this is one of the questions that I get that I was asked, and I wasn't going to bring it up because I feel like I brought it up. So I've messed with married men. And this is actually something that I've talked about with them because I'm just like, you're married. Why is it that you're not able to do this with your wife that you're doing it with me? And it's literally to the point where it's just like, we're married. I feel like maybe it just looks good on paper to them for their relationships. They're great moms. Okay. They're great homekeepers. And everything else is good about them, whether they work, whether they provide for the children. But the sex is not good. And so it's literally to the point where it's just like, I love this woman. I do. And so every time I have dealt with a man, it's not me trying to replace. I barely ask about the wife. But it's definitely to the point where they're not being pleased sexually. But to them,
but that doesn't warrant you to go do that to answer his question. No, it doesn't. If you
if you're not sexually
pleased, if you're sticking
with
me for better or for worse, you need to either teach me, let me know, be honest with me on what you want.
Okay, well, that's the thing.
You shouldn't just be.
Yeah, but you. It's tough. Or do you mind? Or do you mind watching this video of this porn so you could learn something?
Okay. And if I'm sorry, not bad. More. If it was more, I think you then have to have the conversation with. Are
for
you
more,
okay?
For more.
If
absolutely.
I do this,
but if it's bad and she's not doing it well, it could be to the point where maybe she just doesn't enjoy giving head. So she's not gonna.
Oh, like 100% doesn't.
She's
like
not
it.
Gonna go super into like you know how we go in.
I believe that. I really, really, really believe the reason that. Leverage boy told me I was top five. Maybe
oh,
he said
bitch,
top three.
I told you I'm top three in every dick I've sucked.
But
he
told me that he knows that I like it.
When you enjoy doing something, and that's with anything in life, I know we're gonna sit
bitch,
here.
Shout
you
out
know
to
we're
us.
Gonna make this philosophical.
We should change the name of this show. Top three.
Top three, bitch. But no, when you're good or you in not when you're good, when you enjoy doing something, you normally put your all into it.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's normally what it is. And so if it could possibly be, not that she's not good at it, she may not be enjoying it at all. It may be something that she does not like to do, so she's not going to do it well.
I want to know one thing. Did your friend say that she used to?
That wasn't brought up.
No, his friend.
Oh.
No.
So they never had a lot of sex.
No, it wasn't about sex. It was just about head.
Head, and specifically. So In your case, his wife doesn't give him head enough. And in this case, his wife gives him bad head. There's a huge difference.
Oh, wait. Would you rather have bad head?
Would
or
you
no?
rather have bad head or not a lot of head?
Not a lot.
I would, bitch, I could get.
Because if it's good head every once in a blue, bitch, I'll take that.
Yeah, no.
Think about it. When you ain't been fucked in a while, you're like, I'm not fucking this mediocre dick.
I'm not even
going to
lie. I'll wait. Oh, when
Me
I don't
too.
Fuck and go in a drought, I would sit
bitch,
here
I'm
and rather.
Month.
Listen, girl, bye. Your time and be so off. Anyway, I guess we gonna go ahead and throw some money on that hoe before we get into the horrible decision.
Yeah. So shout out to our favorite and best supporters, really the only one, Jolie Beauty Bar, perfect place to get a quick blowout before a date, before you suck some dick, before you go out with a girls' night. I mean, whatever, just get pampered, have a full makeover for any occasion. I just went to a super awesome party there yesterday, DJ drinks, they had a braid bar, and let me just say, so Sade, who's one of the co-owners of the salon, who's my girl, and she always braids me up, she's like, do you want to get a braid? I was like, yeah. And then the white girl's like, okay, I can take you right here. I said, excuse the fuck out of me,
I don't want
Megan.
The white girl braid.
Bro, she did good. And she was, oh. I said, oh, are you doing it to the scalp as well? I love Jolie. I was in their Yelp commercial. You should check it out. I have a 3-second spot in there, and I'm very excited
and
about it.
And for everyone who likes our new cover art, they're amazing makeup artists beat our faces
Marcus
for the shoot.
Marcus is so fun. Marcus is, like, amazing. But I just really love the energy there, and I love that they do everyone's hair, black girls, white girls, Asian girls. They have like that super straight hair. They do everybody. It's located at 44 East 1st Street in the East Village between 1st and 2nd Ave. Go to JolieBeautyBar.com to book your appointment and use code WDP20 to get 20% off your first visit. Even if you don't use that fucking code, just say, hey, I listened to Horrible Decision, and be like,
and
oh,
say,
shit.
You know Weezy and Mandy and them wild bitches.
And they're going to be like, yeah, we know them hoes.
So this week's horrible decision that we're getting into, we actually went back and forth on what it would be, and I feel like this actually is just great for everyone, and I think everyone has it. So
I need some advice on this, so I'm excited.
So this is great. So this week's horrible decision is going to be long distance dick.
My dick is far, bitch.
Yeah, and so we actually, when she brought it, she was like, long distance dick. And I was like, the first song that came to my head was Distant Love Us, So Many Miles Away.
Wait, who was it?
Girl, Boosie, bitch. Boosie! Little Boosie Badass. So and it's so funny because this was actually our song. So I guess I'll get into
our song.
So I had a long distance dick. And this, unfortunately, is someone who I've been back and forth with for the past 6 years.
So can I ask you some questions about this?
This is fine. Go ahead. Do you want to ask questions before
I really do?
Ask
questions. So the long distance dick, yes. Where'd you meet him?
So we met through his cousin. Essentially,
oh, yeah, that's right.
We met through his cousin.
Who I fucked too.
Who she actually fucked. And
that
so
was my
we
kept
it. We kept it in the family.
Damn. So tell
but
me.
But no,
you,
I met him. Well, we first met in Houston. And this was, bitch, I think when we first met, we were talking through BBM.
Wow.
And
now, have you ever lived in the same city?
We've never lived in the same city. We have never lived in the same city. However, I go to Atlanta often, and he's normally in Atlanta in the off season. So that works out. I mean, I guess we've been in the same city over the summer.
I just don't want to laugh at anybody's fucking ears so loud, but that shit, it was just like it rolled off the tongue.
Oh man.
Just the place where all the
What?
I almost said all the dreadheads, but it's okay.
Yeah,
we can cut it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So, I told him before we recorded this. I was like, by the way, I'm talking about you on this episode.
How long before, like when you guys were communicating, did you go to meet him?
Oh God, that's embarrassing. I want to say we pretty much connected and through BBM in like a week and a half.
So,
and he was like, "You free to come to Houston?"
Did
I
you
said,
send?
Yeah.
And you send anything of yourself before you got there?
We were talking through BBM at this time, so it was literally what he could see maybe on Twitter, and I don't even think Instagram. Was
so like
then.
You had no naked pics exchange?
No, I don't. Not that I remember. I had a fucking BlackBerry. I don't even remember being
so
able to
you
take
went
pictures on there.
Knowing that you're ready to fuck.
Well, we ended up just talking, and we were talking about a lot of things. And I'm not gonna lie, he's the person who I popped the cherry with sticking my finger in his ass. So that's what got me excited, bitch. I asked if I could do that, and he was like, "I think I'd be down for that." So,
that big ass
bitch, and he like, bitch, he tall, bitch, right? So, so I was like super excited because I was like, this is like me busting my own cherry. Like, this is something I wanted to fucking do. And bitch, I went to Houston, and we like totally clicked. We vibed as soon as possible. Like as soon as possible. As soon as I got there. And
you getting giddy about some dick.
Girl, his dick just girl, and I ain't gonna lie, I done told him he ain't give me the same dick since. Like I was like, I don't even know why the fuck I like you no more because nigga, your dick done downgraded.
See, I have opposite anybody that's really fucked me well, I didn't really like the sex in the beginning.
Oh no. His dick like he put it the fuck on me. And like we just it's not even that, and I think that this is a thing too. Like our sexual chemistry, like we could fucking hate each other, and we do. We tell each other that we hate each other all the time, but we know neither of us will leave each other alone. And it's to the point where it's just like it's literally a chemistry in bed like not many other people.
Yeah.
Like, and so yeah, and so I was telling do you have any more questions before I sit here and say how good this dick is? Because I want to
go ahead, tell your whole shit, bitch.
It's not like really really whole shit. So yeah, so like I said, we never lived in the same city, and pretty much after that first time we fucked, I think I had pretty much seen him every month after that for like the first 4 or 5 months. Like, and I went to Orlando, I went to Portland, I went to, like, I'm not gonna sit here and name all of the cities.
I mean, you said off season, so
I went
let's test like, Trailblazers.
Fuck you.
Magic. No.
those were the opposing teams he was playing. But yeah, no. So he literally like brought me to all of those cities. And so there was one time we went probably like, I would say close over 3 months without seeing each other. And we were just like itching. So he was like, listen, I got a back to back, but if you want, I could bring you to Denver. Mind you, this is when I lived in New York.
Nuggets.
This is, yeah. So they were playing the Nuggets. Fuck you.
I'm just not being
serious.
She's
literally trying to quiz herself on NBA teams. And so he was like, well, you can come to Denver. It's a back to back, but we're leaving after the game. So I was like, that's fine. I got to go to work or something by Monday. This was like a weekend. So I literally took a flight from New York to Denver. For you guys who don't know, this is about a 5-hour flight, maybe
yeah,
4.5.
I just saw Debs out there.
Yeah, so I went to Denver and was there for 10 or 11 hours. I got there at midnight. By the time, if you guys know, the airport is super far from downtown. So by the time I got to the room, it was 1 a.m.
Wow.
He was coming from another city, so he didn't get to the room until about 2:30 a.m.
What the fuck?
And then I was pretty much heading to the airport by noon. to come back to New York.
Were you fulfilled or were you like, I'll never do this again?
No, I was just like,
would you, do it again for that same dick?
For him? Oh, no, bitch. No, because now we argue so much. It's just like, ugh.
So I need some advice. So long distance dick, right? Uh-huh. What are some things that I can do? Because I'm already sending videos fucking my asshole. But what are things that are fun, like, with the long distance dick? Like, what are things you do to spice it up? Like, how?
It's mostly, like, what you're doing now. Like, it's a lot of just sending photos. And I'm real... I wrote a book, so I'm real into words and saying what I would do.
Or I actually have to show you some good word game.
See, some good word game. Word game is important when you have long distance dick or long distance pussy for the guys listening. So, do you want to share what you be saying to him? Because I'd be like, oh my God, if you were here right now.
I'm going to let you read it. So we text a lot. This is...
Show me the part that you want me to read.
So, you know, he likes to wake up to stuff. I like to wake up to stuff. And so I sent this last night. So he was saying, you know, we talk about threesomes a lot because we both really like women. And he's dating some and I'm dating some. So he says, I want to see you dominate a girl. So...
So this is what Weezy... Oh God. Oh, man, so wrote to him. So, if I have to do the voice. Let me be great. Damn.
Okay.
So, if I were to dominate a girl, I'd make her lick me because you'd want to watch. Tell her what you like, how you want to see her spit, that you like it messy.
He does.
And then after I come, I'll tell her to let daddy taste me. She'll try to walk over to you, but I'll tell her to get on her knees and crawl and kiss you. So now you have my pussy on your lips, too.
I'm fucking poetic, bitch.
Yes, Zane. Zane 2.0. That was really good. So for you guys who do have long distance, I'm telling you, and that's kind of a sense of role playing. What you're doing is you're telling each other what you would do at the moment. And it just really makes you guys crave each other to see each other that much sooner.
He was like, when it was inside of me one day, he's like, that's my dick and that's my tongue. Think about this. And
yeah,
and like we get really vivid.
It's literally using your imagination. And something that I do often, and this is kind of weird. I may be weird. So when I'm watching porn,
I will
imagine, and I'll sit here and while I'm listening to the
bitch,
porn,
I almost
like,
want to play the voice memo.
Do this beat.
Oh my god, baby!
I won't say the name.
Hold on, we are the same person. I really didn't want to play this, but now I'm almost freaking out. Hold on, wait.
Wait, what do you have?
Dog, I said the same thing last night. I can't play.
Wait, is it you playing with your pussy?
It's me saying to him, like, I know this is really stupid, but I've been watching porn.
And I imagine that
and I start talking to myself.
I talk to the porn. Oh, I talk to the porn like it. Because I'm playing with my pussy. Look, our engineer is looking. It's like, who are these bitches and what are they talking about? Don't do it, bro. Don't do it. Anyway.
But basically, I send a voicemail and I'm like, I don't know if this is weird, but every time I'm watching porn and I start watching something, oh, shit, I'm talking in it.
You're terrible,
but no,
it's really, and to tell him that, you know, you're like literally yearning him. So
I'll play it.
Like that, like harder, and then after I come, I feel really stupid. Weird that I talk to you, but I'm talking to myself.
But dude, dead ass though, like I literally masturbate. Like, oh, harder, but. Those things are so exciting, you know, like, and just even the words we use, like, I have so much fun with it. And it's funny because there's days where we don't talk much because we're both busy working.
Right.
And there's other days where we get super into it. And it's strangely satisfying for me.
Oh, absolutely. And I tell anyone, again, if you're dealing with someone who is a sexual, it's not even to sit here and ask about who they're fucking while you're not there. Like, you just want to know that you want them to know that you're craving them. And the fact that you normally get that reciprocated and they're like, oh my God, if I was there right now, I'd eat the fuck out your pussy. I'd let you ride my face. Right. I'd let you do all this. And it's literally going back and forth.
The
so
weird thing about that it too is that. Like with the long distance thing is I didn't know, we were both saying today, I was like, I didn't know I liked you this much.
Girl.
Oh,
well, my long distance is convinced that I'm in love with him. He'd be like, you love me, bitch. Shut up. Bitch, shut up.
Well, you said it.
And he... No, I didn't ever tell him I love him.
Oh.
But he's just because apparently 6 years later, here we go back talking again, and we shouldn't have.
I just don't know at this point. Sustainable this is. Like, are we going to be the same when he comes back? Is it going to be even better? Is it going to be different? Like,
well, see, and that's the thing. when he comes back, he'll be here, like stationed here. Like, and I think that's one of the best things about long distance sex is the distance apart makes the excitement so much more that's probably why when I see him, we have good sex. Cause it's like, bitch, it's been 6 months. The dick better be. And so when you're fucking, all of that buildup is there. And so y'all just go.
I don't even know, Mandy. Like, I don't even look at the bra I'm on. Look, I got some real virginal shit. Cause you know, it's Italy and shit.
Oh my!
How fucking cute is this?
It looks like a size A, like it fits a Barbie doll.
First of all, bitch.
I'm just saying.
These are a C, and Dr. Greenberg said so. So that's confirmed.
Okay. Well,
listen. Looks the second they put them titties in, I said, "Nope. Let me see. Let me put it in my hand." I remember my mom was sitting there. I'm like, "What do you think?" She's like, "It's good.
Well, yeah. So, do you have any more questions about, I guess, long distance? I think that, you know, pretty much sums it up. You guys definitely just have to keep it exciting between each other. And I'm not gonna lie, Weezy be setting up her goddamn phone. She be like, bitch, real creative with these goddamn nudes.
Thank so ladies, you, buddy.
I mean, listen, bro, that's something nice I guess I could say about you,
bitch, to wrap up the show. Even in the mornings, like, it's perfect because, like, I'll take my pictures for nighttime then for him because, like, I'm thinner in the morning.
I'm not even gonna lie to you. I don't know if you saw my snap, bitch. My waist was gone the other morning. And, bitch, I had to set it up like, no waist gang,
dude,
bitch.
Dude, sometimes I'd be about to break my fucking wrist. Oh. Because I have to stick my phone. And let me show you this angle I got, bitch. Hold on.
I'm done.
You can describe the video. I mean, I had
what,
to go
the one of you with the red shoes? I already saw that one.
No, bitch.
Look, she be sending me her news like, is this okay? Do you think he'll like this one? What do you think?
How I have to arch my fucking back. Oh, wait.
Look, can you not send me one of you moaning? See, she's not. Just so much.
You see how I have to bend, bitch?
Oh, yeah, bro. They don't get those angles from me.
Bitch, I was getting it in. And look how I petted the pussy and shit. Spit on it.
You done? I do not want to see your pussy.
You do, though. It's cute.
But I don't.
It's freshly waxed.
My God.
Oh, boy. Somebody just wrote in. They're like, I need horrible. I have a moment. I need advice. Like,
oh, dear.
We're on air, bitch. Hurry up.
Anyways, guys, that's going to be our show for the week. I want to go ahead and let you guys know, like many of our other listeners, you can email us your horrible decisions and topics and stories and advice at horribledecisions@gmail.com.
Oh my God, a question just came through. Have you ever sucked two dicks at once?
No, he totally sent me that. And I was like, bro, like, that's what the fuck kind of question is that?
I don't know.
He sent me that same shit. No, bro. I think there's a fetish of that. I think because you have three bananas in your mouth on my Instagram, motherfuckers want to know if you fit in two dicks in your
just
mouth at
once.
Just
because I can put it in wide doesn't mean, like...
Bro, I'm not putting... Even though I've had threesomes and all that shit.
God.
I'm not... Like, bro, no, I'm not putting two dicks in my mouth.
That was a great episode. Thank you so much for listening. We want to thank Joey Beautifar and Cast Sound Lab. And we are leaving.
Absolutely.
We're done because I don't have time to talk about
it. No, me neither.
Dicks.
This is terrible. Fuck off. Anyways, you guys are more than welcome to also find me on my Instagram and my Twitter at Full Court Pumps. Again, you can also follow our podcast Instagram at horrible_decisions. And where can they find you?
Just on Instagram. And WEEZYWTF.
And so that's Weezy.
Follow
this
me.
Is Mandy.
I'm pretty lonely. I have like 10% of the followers Mandy has, and I look
Shut
like a fucking loser on the show,
up.
Even though I'm
Whatever.
The hot one.
Whatever. Get the fuck out of here, bitch.
I'm the Mary, you're the Rhoda. Okay?
That's a bet. I pull what I don't want any of the guys you pull, and I love all the niggas I pull. So we gonna let you sit here and believe you the hot one. I'm the one with the ass. So if y'all want a board, there you go.
Oh my
there
God,
go Weezy, y'all.
You know what? We were supposed to say something.
There go
nice,
Weezy.
But here you go every time.
Anyways,
excuse
guys,
me, Preet, cut it off.
We signing out. We done.
Cut it off.
Bye.